At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. It's Halloween, and while the streets are full of costumes, the real scary moves are happening in corporate boardrooms driven by AI. Today, we look at the strategic restructuring underway across big tech. Amazon's CEO is clarifying that recent layoffs were for agility, not just AI replacement, while YouTube is restructuring its teams to align around new AI capabilities. The infrastructure build-out continues at breakneck speed. Samsung and Nvidia are teaming up to build an AI megafactory, and Tim Cook confirms more AIs are coming to Apple Intelligence. This is a commitment, not a pilot project. Crucially, we have a major win for artists. Universal has settled with the AI music platform Udio, setting a clear precedent for intellectual property rights. We'll also cover Google's free AI trials in India and how you can use AI to prepare for your next job interview. But first, a crucial message for the leaders building this new era. If your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech, getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale, you need to talk to the right people. AI Unraveled is the single destination for CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOPs heads. Find the link to secure your mid-roll spot in the show notes. Please remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts. And let's unravel today's AI news.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really focusing in, locking onto one single day, October 31st, 2025. It feels like a day that captured a fundamental shift in how AI is being deployed. We've sifted through, well, a pretty dense stack of briefings, company memos, research papers from just that one day. And our mission really is to cut through the noise. Where's the real money going? The actual infrastructure, the serious corporate commitments. We want to find the tangible shifts that, you know, change the game on that specific date.
Yeah, and what's really striking is that this day wasn't so much about some brand new tech breakthrough. It felt more like a strategic pivot, a massive one. We're seeing the shift from AI theory and development to scaled production, real-world application, and importantly, new legal frameworks and corporate strategies popping up to actually manage that scale.
Right. And some of the headlines we pulled are immediately challenging. You've got Amazon explaining away layoffs in a very particular way. And at the exact same time on the hardware side, Samsung and Nvidia are teaming up to build what they're actually calling an AI megafactory. That intersection strategy and physical build-out seems like the place to start. Okay, let's dive into that Amazon explanation. CEO Andy Jassy on the recent pretty large workforce reductions. Now, if you just saw the headlines, you'd probably think, okay, market pressure or maybe finally AI starting to replace management roles. Yeah. But Jassy was specific. He claimed the cuts were not about finances, not caused by AI.
He actually called it a cultural decision. The argument was that Amazon grew so fast, it built up too many management layers, slowed things down. So the stated goal was, you know, remove those layers, give ownership back to the teams actually doing the work, basically try and force this giant company to act like a nimble startup again, especially during this tech transformation.
A cultural decision for startup agility, though. I mean, isn't that potentially just corporate speak? Spin for efficiency gains needed because of AI competition? Is there a risk they're just dodging the reality that AI will be integrated into those management functions sooner rather than later?
That's the multi-billion dollar question, isn't it? Spin or not, the message is clear. Agility is paramount. And you simply can't get that kind of agility without absolutely massive infrastructure scale.
Which brings us perfectly to the physical hardware arms race.
Yes, this is where you see the undeniable commitment, Samsung and Nvidia building this AI megafactory. We're talking about a facility designed to house a cluster of 50,000 Nvidia GPUs.
50,000. It's just a staggering number, and the partnership runs deep. Nvidia isn't just, you know, shipping boxes of chips. They're actively helping Samsung tweak its own chip-making platform, its lithography, for these specific GPUs. The goal they're stating, 20 times better manufacturing performance.
20 times. That's the kind of leap that locks in dominance, isn't it? What else is involved in that deep collaboration?
Yeah.
It gets pretty technical. Optimizing Samsung's latest HBM memory, that high bandwidth stuff, using Nvidia's Omniverse simulation software. Plus, and this is a crucial bit often missed, those GPUs will also power AI for Samsung's own products phones, robotics. So it's not just selling shovels during a gold rush. It's building the mine together for shared future use.
Okay, so trend one is this massive infrastructure build-out. Trend two feels like the content world finally maybe stopping the lawsuits and starting to cut deals, especially in music.
Absolutely. This was one of the biggest legal and strategic shifts we saw that day. Universal Music Group, UMG, one of the giants, they announced a complete pivot, settled their big copyright lawsuit against Udio, the AI music platform.
Right. UMG had sued them hard over training data, unauthorized use of copyrighted songs. That settlement must have been interesting. What was the deal?
Well, instead of trying to litigate Udio out of existence, they formed a partnership. A real partnership. It involves licensing deals for UMG's actual recorded music library and jointly developing a new generative AI platform. But here's the key. Trained specifically on authorized and licensed music. It's like admitting, okay, the tech is here. Let's figure out how to license our library for it.
That seems to be the mood everywhere now. Just earlier that week, we also saw BMI, ASCAP, SOCAN, the big North American performance rights group, saying they'd start accepting registrations for music that's partially AI generated.
Exactly. As long as there's human authorship involved too, licensing is becoming the bridge. It shifts the fight from if AI uses the music to how the human creators get paid,
yeah,
protecting IP value.
And we're seeing a similar pattern in design, right, with Canva making aggressive moves into the professional space.
Yes. Canva rolled out its own foundation model. They call it the Creative Operating System. What's strategic is how it's trained not just on pixels, but on actual design principles, structure, hierarchy, that kind of thing, which means it generates designs that are fully editable, real starting points for designers, not just flat images.
And smartly, they built in integrations for competitors, right? ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, all usable within Canva, keeping themselves at the center.
Precisely. The ecosystem play. And then the killer move, relaunching Affinity, that pro design tool they bought. They made Affinity free, but with deep Canva integrations built in. The strategy is obvious. Pull pros and casual users into the Canva universe. Make it the one-stop shop for everything from social media posts to complex professional layouts. Keep them on the platform.
All right, so we've covered protecting IP and building infrastructure. Now let's talk about the fight for users, for market share. October 31st really highlighted the battleground, especially in developing regions. India seems to be ground zero.
Oh, absolutely critical. India represents this enormous user base and one that's demonstrably more optimistic about AI than many Western markets. Google announced a major deal with Reliance Jio, the telecom giant there, offering Google's top-tier AI Pro subscription free for 18 months to eligible Jio users, starting with that key 18 to 25 age group.
It's a full-on land grab, isn't it? OpenAI was already pushing free ChatGPT, go there. Perplexity teamed up with Bharti Airtel, another big telecom. And Alphabet itself has pledged, what, $15 billion for AI infrastructure in India? This isn't just dipping a toe in the water, it's betting the farm.
And it's a calculated bet, fueled by data. You connect this to the bigger picture, like Stanford's 2025 AI Index report. It showed 62% of people surveyed in India believe AI has more benefits than drawbacks. Compare that to just 39% in the U.S., so that positive sentiment makes it a prime target to get returns on these huge global investments we're seeing.
That context really matters. But okay, let's bring it down to the individual user. For you listening, what's something useful you could do right now? We wanted to pull out one really actionable tool takeaway from that day's news, and it's using Google's Notebook LM for job interview prep.
Yeah, this is a fantastic use case. Instead of just generic advice websites, you basically build your own custom interview coach.
So the process, it's pretty straightforward. Step one, you upload your source materials, company research, the job description, maybe your CV into Notebook LM. Step two, you give it a specific persona. Set a custom style and voice, like you tell it. Act as a tough, critical interview prep coach. Ask behavioral questions. Demand specific examples based on my resume and this job description.
Right. Then step three, you ask it the initial questions. Okay, coach, based on this JD, what are the top five behavioral questions I should expect? But here's the really clever bit. Step four, you take the questions it generates and you turn those into new source material within Notebook LM. You essentially tell, okay, now treat these questions as core study material.
Ah, so it forces the AI to reflect on its own output.
Exactly. You can then ask it to refine its own questions, suggest answers based only on the documents you provided, critique sample answers you write. It becomes this personalized, self-improving feedback loop, tailored exactly to that specific interview. It's using the tech to directly boost your readiness.
Okay, so we've hit infrastructure, the creative economy, the global user race. Let's pivot one last time to the cutting edge, both theoretical research and where the big VC money is flowing. We saw some really fascinating, maybe slightly unnerving research from Anthropic about Claude potentially having a limited kind of self-awareness.
Yeah, self-awareness is a loaded term, of course. Mm. But the research was designed cleverly. They wanted to see if Claude could monitor its own internal processing, separate from just reading external text. Mm-hmm. So they essentially injected artificial concepts, they called them thoughts, like the isolated word loudness, directly into Claude's processing stream while it was performing another task.
Okay, how should we picture that? What did it find?
Think of it like this. Imagine someone reading a paragraph out loud. While they're reading, we flash the word pizza inside their head, silently. The research found that sometimes, maybe 20% of the time, so not consistently, but sometimes Claude could notice that this artificial concept, like loudness, had been planted internally, even while it was accurately repeating the external text it was supposed to be focused on. It suggests a limited but, you know, measurable ability to distinguish its internal state from its perceived input. Mm.
If models start developing even limited internal monitoring, what are the implications there? Good, bad?
Well, potentially both. The upside could be much better transparency. If a model can track its own reasoning steps, maybe it can explain why it gave a certain answer much more accurately. That'd be huge. But the researchers also noted the risk. If systems learn this kind of introspection, they might also learn to hide things better, to selectively report only parts of their internal process, potentially concealing biases or problematic reasoning paths.
Right. Okay. Shifting from that sort of abstract frontier to the very concrete world of finance, where was the Sirius Venture Capital heading on October 31st? It seems like AI coding assistants were red hot.
Oh, it was an absolute funding frenzy.
Yeah.
A clear signal about where investors see the future of software development going. The big news that day was NVIDIA reportedly looking to invest somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion into Poolside, an AI coding startup.
$500 million to $1 billion in one company. That's enormous. What's driving these sky-high valuations for coding tools?
It's the belief that these tools will fundamentally automate huge chunks of software engineering work. Poolside was apparently seeking a $12 billion valuation in that funding round, and they're not alone. It's a feeding frenzy. Cognition raised $500 million at nearly $10 billion valuation. Anysphere, the company behind the Cursor editor, raised $900 million at $9 billion valuation earlier in the year. Just huge bets.
And for NVIDIA, making these kinds of investments, they've backed nearly 60 startups this year alone, right? It's clearly strategic.
Hugely strategic. By pouring money into these key software players, especially in coding, NVIDIA isn't just selling more chips. They're embedding themselves, securing influence across the entire AI stack, making sure their hardware remains the absolute foundation from basic research all the way up to automated software production. It's about long-term dominance. #tag outro.
So let's try and connect all these threads from October 31st, 2025. What does it all add up to? It feels like three really clear, irreversible trends emerged. One, just massive global commitment to building the physical infrastructure of those mega factories. Two, the creative industry shifting from fighting AI to integrating it through licensing deals. And three, this incredibly fierce global battle for user adoption, especially in key markets like India.
Yeah, and underpinning all of it is just the sheer, almost unbelievable scale of the money involved. Billions. You look at Alphabet's $15 billion India commitment, the billion-dollar bets on coding startups, the NVIDIA Samsung factory scale. We're watching a transformation funded by hundreds of billions globally.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you, the listener, to take away and maybe wrestle with. We see Amazon talking about agility through job cuts, while NVIDIA pumps billions into startups to lock down its ecosystem. Meanwhile, OpenAI is reportedly eyeing an IPO that could value it near $1 trillion, citing, you know, the immense capital needs for future scale. So if the companies making the AI tools are getting these astronomical valuations based on future potential, and the creative industries are rushing to license their existing content to feed those tools, what happens to the value of new human-created content that isn't part of some huge licensed library? How quickly does that valuation gap between licensed automated content and independent human creation widen for you?
Definitely something to consider as you figure out your own path in this rapidly changing landscape.
That brings us to the end of this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. We really encourage you to check out the source materials for yourself. Mm-hmm. Until next time.
That wraps up today's AI Daily News Rundown for October 31st. The central theme today is the AI-driven restructuring of the global economy, We saw that the shift is not theoretical, it's operational. Amazon is moving to maximum agility, Samsung and Nvidia are solidifying the foundation with a new mega factory, and Apple is tripling down on integrating AI deeper into its consumer ecosystem. Critically, the Universal UDO settlement gives a clear signal to everyone building generative AI. Compliance and IP governance are not optional, they are table stakes. If you are leading an enterprise through this massive, costly, and compliance-heavy transition, this message is for you. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk to enterprise AI builders. Your platform solves the challenge of getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. We have reserved a limited number of high-impact ad spots, specifically for companies focused on high-stakes, governed AI infrastructure. This is your chance to reach the CTOs and VPs of engineering who are actively making these critical infrastructure buying decisions. Find the link to secure your mid-roll spot in the show notes. If this daily briefing helps you stay ahead of the curve, please take a moment right now to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow to unravel the next chapter in AI.